She asks a question. Then there's like an 8 or 9 second pause where it's just shots of this audience of gun rights advocates looking like they were stumped by the question.
Cut to a gun.
Unfortunately for the director of the film, the full tape was produced by this group that showed them giving long, well-thought-out, 10-minute response to the question.
Examples of how to prevent guns from falling into the hands of...
I mean, they're legitimate arguments in the debate over background checks and gun ownership.
Yeah, did you see it?
I haven't seen the clip, but I've read about it.
Oh, it's stunning. How about you guys?
Gene?
Yeah, no, I've read about it, Joe. I haven't seen the clip, but it sounds like the kind of thing
it's staggering.
That you don't do journalistically. I mean, you just
Chuck and Chris, don't have you guys seen it?
Edit things to make them misleading.
Haven't seen, but I'll say this is exactly what we don't need, sort of plotting against them. You know, I mean, this is the goodwill goes right down the toilet, Chuck, when you're trying to have a conversation.
Yeah. Chuck, have you seen it?
Only the clip, and the controversial part of the clip. I didn't have not watched the whole documentary, but I don't. Of all issues, if you're a part of something like this, I can tell you, when I deal with certain issues that I know are polarizing on the left or the right, that are just fire somebody up, you look at it 7 times, 8 times, 9 times. You just thoroughly scrub it because you don't want something small to take away if you've got a larger point to make.